Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Leppert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al McBean. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Al McBean. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rick Hershuer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the New York Mets, Robert Lane Miller. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Grote reaches second base with a double. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Ashburn moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Woodling moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 2-1, Pirates. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling scores. There goes Thomas trying to get to home. Clemente throws the ball into Leppert who tags Thomas who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's Pirates, 2, Mets, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert strikes out. Two outs. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, four strike three. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Skinner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente bunts towards third. Hershuer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hershuer. Clemente moves to second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive towards third. Hershuer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Clemente scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 3-2, Pirates. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marshall scores. Mazeroski moves to third. It's 4-2, Pirates. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0 for 1 in the game. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 0 for 1 in the game. McBean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershuer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hershuer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Cannell reaches second base with a double. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Choo-Choo Coleman pinch hits for Bob Miller. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Leppard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Choo-Choo Coleman now catching. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-2 in the game. Leppert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 0-for-2 in the game. McBean bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershuer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cannell hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hershuer moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershuer scores. It's 4-3, Pirates. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Skinner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling who is chasing the ball. Skinner reaches third base with a triple. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Skinner scores. It's 5-3, Pirates. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke is hit by the pitch. Marshall moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leppert takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to third. Hoke moves to second. Dick Stewart pinch hits for Diomedes Olivo. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grote. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing right field. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-4 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Verdon reaches third base with a triple. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verdon tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hershuer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Howie Goss now playing left field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Leppert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Thronberry strikes out. Two outs. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hershuer hits a fly ball into left field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.